Audio bonus.
Should I try this deodorant?
I'll try this deodorant. Hello, all one word. Okay. So, crisis kind of averted. Had the locksmith come up from Newcastle, Audrey Locksmith, who was a bit of a cowboy, to be honest. He managed to snap the key. It was bent. It was going to snap. He managed to snap it, but he did cut a key, which worked. The issue was actually getting the transponder out of the original key, which, to cut a very long story short, resulted in him cutting his hands to shreds and him, taping the original hub of the key to the hub of the new key so the transponder works. And so we're in the pound shop. What's that? What are you doing? Alright. We're in the pound shop in Hexham, Sarah and I. It's raining. No, it's not going to happen, is it? She's not going to be bothered about that. Looking at all the pound shoppy things. I love a pound shop. Here we have gaffer tape and sparky tape and Yoohoo glue. Oh, look at this. Four rolls of electrician's tape. Plugs. Oh, I'll tell you what we need. Two to threes. Plugs, Sarah. We've got three to twos. We need two prongs to three prongs. I wonder if they've got, like, maybe got a travel one. Just to keep in the... Is there one? No, it's not. I'm sure they had one. UK visitor travel adapter. I'm sure I saw them. Let's have a look in the other section. Easy light charcoal. Colander for the car? No. Oh, Christ, that's light. So it goes, currently raining in Hexham, again, for change. Hey, look at this. Reusable oven mesh. I just want to say thanks to all the people who have DM'd me with regards to what audio methods, you know, to use with my H2N. Mac and VI Podcasting and Claire Randall and a couple of others. That's what we want. That's what we want. Travel adapters. We need... Hang on a minute. Yep, they're going to work. Got the travel adapters. Yeah, we're all squared away on that front. So pretty happy. When we get home, we're going to have a walk around Weidenwater, which is a nature reserve. An old... can I have one of these for the... For the wagon. Pound shop. For bargains for a pound. It's the old reservoir which has been transformed into a nature reserve. And I recorded audio booze from there the last time we visited. We used to go around there each day when I was walking Molly. So, I've had too much coffee today. I'm buzzing. Too much coffee. What else did I want from here? Batteries. Towel. Adrian Turbostream says, get the high-powered batteries, 5 or 6 in a pack for a pound, rather than the 11 in a pack Kodak ones for a pound. Need the higher power ones. So Adrian, I'm going to look for those now. Here they are. Here are the batteries. Let us look. Kodak Extra Life. So what? Okay. One, two, is it double A's or is it double A's? It has to be. Are there any high powered? Oh my god. Maybe should have brought the zoom. We'll get double A and treble A.
I'm sure they're double.
I'm sure they're double A. I'm sure they're going to be double A, but. Is that it? Have they got sandwiches here?
No.
They have. Let's go next door and buy a piece of posh cake. What are we looking at? Do you want a drink?
No.
What about the. Thanks ever so much.
Hello, hiya. Going
all right? Hi, not bad.
This has never changed, man. Still cheeky. Thanks, I was looking at you and then but again, I'm not sure.
I didn't know you worked in here.
3 weeks.
All right.
Don't tell my Alan, no, because you won't get out. What are you playing at?
Do you get discount? I'm not being funny.
No.
No.
No, I'm afraid not. Are you just a for a week or so?
Yeah, well, I'm going to work abroad in a couple of weeks' time.
Alright.
And so my leave was cut short by a week anyway. And so we're trying to squeeze a few things in. So we've been for a couple of nights in the Lake District.
Oh,
are you still living on our road?
I sure am. Alright. Sure
that's my motorhome along the way when you see. And so we're
trying to cram everything in.
Yeah. See parents, see in-laws, yeah. See this, see that.
Alan and Chelsea doing exactly the same thing. And you know what it is? I think they were worn out because the mountain days that they went out for. And
yes, yeah.
You know, and Alan goes,
well, we say the same every time we go home for a rest, don't we?
Yeah.
And so I knew this would happen, like when we were.
Nessa, you brought the lovely sunny weather
with
you.
My fault. As soon as I left, it started raining, like.
Do you know what it is? It'll be lovely once the bands go back to school. It will be fantastic.
Of course it will. It always is. September, isn't it? When?
As soon as the children go back to school, now you go back, thank you. Right, Richard, that is £15.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
one. Thanks very much.
On Facebook, oh no, that's the wrong flipping thing.
Sorry, take your card out.
Oh no, I haven't pushed enter. No. Hang on, here we go. When he came across to see about Richard Whitfield, I was actually away, otherwise I would have come up. But yeah, I do, I speak to him.
I think he's serious, the first time in his life.
Nelly,
what's that?
Aye.
You know.
I know. Nice speaking to you again. See you, Jackie. Bye. that's Herney's mum. She lives along the road from us. Jackie. Now, this. So we're looking on the side of Grant's Coffee House on Broadgates in Hexham, and there's a lot of portrait images which have been screwed onto the wall, and the portraits are kind of head and shoulders looking through a cardboard box, and it looks ridiculous. I'm actually going to take a picture of it. Oh, whatever. So I've just taken a picture. Okay, Sarah's looking at posh cakes. I'm going to go, because it's raining. So we're going to get a cake from Grant's. This used to be Nickel and Late. Is it shut? Got Scotch pies. Red velvet tort. This used to be Nickel and Late Laws. The left-hand side was the baker's, and the right-hand side was a florist. Now it is Grants of Hexham on the left, artisan bakery, and Watsonia florists on the right. April Streusel. Traditional Bakewell slice. Oh! I was just about to come out the way. Got me as well. Just been splashed by a wagon. Can't be helped. Are you right? He's soaking. Me too. Oh, what else have we got? Hang on. Do you want to sit in? Nine. Left me man with the children.
Gingerbread
mound
and
bagel mound. Oh, some nice looking cakes. So what do you want?
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind a bit of that red velvet gâteau.
You're not going to eat that one,
right, are you? Yeah. That'll be gone in about 10 seconds. Do you want Apfelstrusel?
No.
Apfelstrusel. Luxury egg custard. You want a bit of carrot cake? What do you want then? Ooh, macaroon tart. Oh, but that's nice. Toffee apple muffin. Wow, these look nice. I'm going to take a photograph. We've probably missed the boat on other cakes. What? So we've got wild berry what? Freya?
Frangipan.
Traditional Bakewell slice. Apple and toffee streusel. Apricot and almond with creme patisserie streusel. That looks nice. And then another kind of cherry streusel. Red velvet gâteau slice, which is the biggest slice of cake I have ever seen in my life. Luxury egg custard. Large profiterole, which is like the biggest large profiterole I've ever seen in my life. Mars bar crispy for £1.90. Doesn't sound busy and tired, no? Macaroon tart, 165 English pence. Milliner. Yeah. Snowball. So artisan. It's so artisan, they kind of choose the customers by the looks of things. What have you chosen yet? It's spelled for choice.
Not really.
What do you want for that one?
I don't know if that one. If it is cherry or the apple and toffee.
It's going to be cherry.
I guess the apple and toffee.
I'll leave that. I'm going to buy that. Can I buy that? On there, cherry. Ooh, cherry scones. And blueberry by the looks of it. Do you want cherry scone?
I'm gonna go for the apple and toffee.
Apple. What's toffee in German? My God, I could have died.
We're going to get a break in a minute.
Going to go to where?
Greg's in a minute,
yeah. There'll be no left from Greg's now. Nothing left. Oh. What time of day is it? 2:10. Apple and toffee for some. Oh, I'm kind of torn. I'm not going to go for that because I'm going to think we'd eat it with.
No,
and it's like the biggest slice of cake in the world.
It's been there for more than a day.
Is it?
Hello there.
Hello. Can I have an apple and toffee piece of strudel, please? Yeah. A piece of apple and toffee strudel. And also one, can I have that profiterole as well, please? Have you got cash money? Cash money. Oh, bank. The bank's got the bank. It looked like it from that direction.
Can I read from that?
Yes, thank you. Oh, Tesco.
£6.05 to you.
That's grand.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much.
Nice.
Cheerio.
So,
is
this all
rolled up? Yes,
I don't know, let's have a look. However, what I'm more... What I'm more perturbed about is the way that he's just shoved. Oh, we've got to get done again. Let's move from there. What I'm more perturbed about is the way that he just chucked these pieces of cake in a brown paper bag.
I know, we're never going to have a nice box.
And the two rather rotund people who were before us had boxes. Quality. Oh, the plants are rolling away outside the shop and everybody's walking past them. Oh no, she's picking them up. Should we stand thither and eat? Eat our cakes? Where do you want to go to? Chanel Mahon. Oh, enough. See you later.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.